he certainly will be.
The school building.
Contemporary radio drama with a revisionist twist. This is Radio Coat. Lead Time by Kevin Marshall, directed by Jennifer Sandella. Live from Radio Coat 24-Hour Newsroom, February 7th, 2015, at the Secret Theater in Long Island City, Queens, New York.
You do something to me, something that simply mystifies.
All right, closing time. You don't have to go home, folks, but you can't stay here. Oh, nobody's here. Oh, well. Yellow.
Hey, Roger.
Hey, Sam. How's it going?
All right, I guess. So, I ran into Tess Collins today.
Oh, did you? How is she?
Good. Good. She was in your restaurant last night.
Oh, great.
Yeah. It's, not gonna be good, Roger.
What's not going to be good?
Her review.
What review?
The restaurant review.
What restaurant review?
The one that's going to be published tomorrow.
Wait, whoa, back up. Who's Tess again?
She's the food critic for The Independent.
Oh. Oh, Tess Collins.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, I don't want you to panic.
Don't panic? This is going to ruin me.
It's just one review.
She's the only reviewer in the only paper in town. I'm screwed.
It's not that big a deal, really. I just wanted to give you a heads up.
Fuck. Fuck. God damn it.
Roger, calm down.
No, you calm down.
Look, I have to go. Just take it easy.
No!
I'll call you later.
All right. Calm. Relax. Oh, God. Where the hell is NPR? Come on, furry home companion. Bring me to my happy place.
And as we pass another day, watching that bulbous orange disc sink into the horizon, it reminds us that the end is coming sooner than we think. And there's no turning back. Good night, and God bless.
This show isn't very funny.
The headline in today's online edition of El Mañana in Matamoros reads, "Curfew governs the city." While there is no official restrictions, residents of the city that borders Brownsville, Texas, have been warned to stay off the streets at night. Via Twitter, the mayor urged people to stay indoors and pray for the city, according to the newspaper. At least 15 people have died in gun battles between rival drug gangs this week. The newspaper, in keeping with a long-standing policy, did not report on the violence until the third day of the gunfights. Wednesday night, the editor Enrique Juarez Torres was kidnapped, beaten, and warned to stop reporting on the violence. He was released and has reportedly fled to the U.S. Carrie Conn.
That's it. I know what I have to do. It's time to foreclose on the Fourth Estate.
Come on, Edwards, this copy isn't going to edit itself. We have 500 subscribers who rely on us for obituaries and JCPenney inserts.
Soy!
What?
My review, it's ready for print.
Review? What review?
The diner on Mason Street.
Oh, shit. I completely forgot that. Look, I'm gonna have to push that back to Tuesday. We got this piece about the bond issue, the profile of that guy opening up the glass blowing business. We got a great pic of him folding his arms and smirking. Someone has a table they want to sell, so they want a classified ad. But just isn't any room.
That's fine.
The hell.
All right, nobody move!
Oh my God, he's got a gun!
Take it easy!
Hey, who are you?
My name is Benedict Pierce. I'm the editor-in-chief of the Independent.
You're the man I want. You, woman, leave now. All right, Benedict, Mr. Newspaper Man. Let's talk about coverage.
Look, whatever this is, we can figure it out.
Oh, we're going to figure this out. We're going to figure this out, but good.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Your demands.
Oh, right. Sorry, this is all new to me, you know.
That's okay.
Now listen! I put too much time, too much energy, too much money into this business to see it go down in flames.
Sorry, what kind of business are you in?
Don't play coy with me. The Mason Street Diner. The place your rag sicked its food critic on. Now where is she?
Tess? You sent her away.
Ah, shit.
Look, I'm not even running that tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. You're not running that review tomorrow.
That's correct. We are not going to.
All right, then. I'm glad we could come to an arrangement.
Well, wait. It's not because you said not to.
I'm sorry.
We just don't have the room to print it. But we will, eventually.
The hell you will! If you know what's good for you, you'll never print another word about any restaurant ever again.
Look,
Roger!
Roger, you can't have a gun waving it in people's faces just talking because you don't like what's being said. Even if you were able to stop us, we're just one newspaper. Hell, nobody even reads newspapers anymore. I mean, what are you gonna do about Yelp?
Yelp?
You don't know about Yelp?
What are you talking about?
You know, maybe that's part of the problem. You don't seem to know anything about the restaurant industry.
What's Yelp?
It's a website where people can post their own reviews right from their phones.
What?
Look for yourself.
Here, take my phone. Show me.
See, here's your restaurant. And here are the reviews. They're all awful.
Well, if I have to stop all of them, I will.
You can't possibly silence everyone on Yelp. It's impossible.
The hell I can't. What was that?
That's another review. That just got posted.
No! Are those more reviews?
Yeah, it's the internet. People have nothing better to do than to tell everyone their own opinions.
Why? Why won't they just stop telling people what they think?
Because it's just what people do.
Police, come on out with your hands up!
Oh, God, I'll never be able to stop all of them, will I?
Not all of them, no.
All right, I'm coming out.
You hear me, officers? I'm coming out!
Here, take my gun.
Okay.
I'm not armed, all right? I'm coming out!
Hey, Ben?
It's Benedict, not Ben.
Benedict, could you do me a favor?
What's that?
When you print your story about this, tell them I cared too much. Tell them I was a good guy who just didn't understand. I wanted to do the best I could. I just couldn't figure out how to be better. But I really wanted to be, for them. Can you do that? Can you tell them that my only crime was caring?
No.
All right, well, it was worth a shot.
All right. Is everyone okay? Good. Reset those plates. We're running that fucking review.
This has been Lead Time by Kevin Marshall, directed by Jennifer Sandella, presented by Radio Coat, a project of Co-op Theater East. The cast featured Mike Callahan, Aaron David Kapner, and Jennifer Sandella. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. More info on projects from Co-op Theater East at cooptheatereast.org.